And here we are at the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts, standing in front of a Christian Platt work entitled Arrangement of Light, with the Dean of the School at the Pennsylvania Academy of the Arts, Jeffrey Carr. Typically what happens in here is that you get a line of people outside the door, and they are all looking for the stars of the future when you open this exhibition. But the people who are exhibiting here are not the stars of the future. Many of them are already the stars of today.
This is a place where artists really find themselves. I think our young artists here are pushed absolutely to their limits. When they come here as first-year students in undergraduate programs, they're given a very intense training in traditional fine arts. They draw every day. They sculpt from the model every day. They are taught all the elements of their craft and technique as artists. Their second years, if they're an undergraduate, they're put in a studio. They're visited every day by a wonderful group of faculty mentors, and they are asked and pushed and prodded, and any kind of notion of what they thought art making was and who they thought they were going to be as artists really gets challenged. What you're looking at now is the result of a really intense, like, struggle of self-discovery. When they put the work, for example, this artist here, who's done very well, this is Kristen Platt. He's won both our Caldwell Purchase Award for $10,000, and he's also one of our very prestigious travel scholarships. He was trained as a traditional printmaker. His first work was what everybody would recognize as a very traditional woodblock print. Here, he's really pushed the genre right to the limits. This is a plexiglass work. It's been funded with some kind of black paint material. It's mounted on a steel frame, and he's actually used a drill bit to put this beautiful, elegant landscape. For those of the people who might know who Seurat is, or might have seen that at the Barnes Collection, this is the pointless technique, but completely remade for the 21st century. That's the kind of thing we absolutely love here. We like our students who take our traditions, take what we teach them, and then just really turn it on its head and come up something which is radically new and sort of deeply felt. Work here,
and the next time we see this guy could be in a New York gallery or a Cork Street gallery.
We have alumni showing all over the city and actually all over the world. And some of the artists here, for example, cross boundaries. We have here a work who does sort of traditional sculpture, but it also could easily be sort of a work of sort of furniture or furniture design. We've got people who work in traditional methods, for example, of bronze casting, a bronze fabrication, but pushed right to the limit and made into something which is radically new.
This is the 112th exhibition. This building has really made it a lot easier to do this kind of exhibition and to do it on the scale that was impossible before.
I think I read the other day that the first show that we've put on, where there was the first student show, was only a few dozen people. And it has grown steadily. The Academy in the old days, of course, was in that beautiful historic landmark building. When we acquired this building and expanded it to include now the Hamilton Building, it has taken on a whole new life. I personally have seen many, many student shows all over the country, and this is by far the largest and grandest show. There's well over 1,000 works on display by our new students. It takes up all the floors of the museum. And we aim, basically, work all year to put on a really spectacular, over-the-top show. What we want our students to feel is if they were back maybe a couple of hundred years ago in the Paris Salon. We want an overwhelming experience from floor to ceiling of artwork, and I've never seen as many guests attend a show like this as I have at the Academy. In fact, my story when I was first being courted to come here as dean is I remember vividly a show of the over in the historic building at that time. I watched work students dressed up. I watched it being catered. I saw an incredible amount of amazing work. And I saw finally lots and lots of people that for once were buying work, were just starting collections. Sometimes these were new collectors who were starting a collection for the first time. Sometimes I saw people who already had substantial collections or local gallery owners here also picking out the artists that they were interested in having in their galleries in subsequent years. And finally, a number of our students occasionally get purchased by very prestigious contemporary collections like the West Collection. Upstairs is our graduate programs. That's students who come here from all over the world. They've already have a substantial body of work developed. And again, they're pushed, they're prodded, they're really challenged to transform themselves as part of the graduate program. The work that you'll see upstairs, for example, also is work that is very different than the work they came here 2 years ago to produce. Upstairs, you'll see work in all discipline, all media. Some of it, frankly, will bewilder viewers. It's supposed to. Some of the work is just going to look very familiar and very, you know, comforting because it's the kind of art that everybody knows about, but done just incredibly well.
Final question. How often in the weeks leading up to the show every year do you have people call you and say, can you walk me through and tell me what to buy?
We have to be very careful about that. In fact, I'm a little tempted now. There's a couple of pieces I have my eye on, but we have to make it fair. There's going to be packed tonight. There'll be people waiting outside that grill, trying to get in, and a lot of people would like to get first dibs on it. And you'll see tonight, there's going to be artists standing nervously around their work. Some of the walls will sell out, I think, literally within the first hour. Other artists will have an experience where one of their big, pretty expensive pieces will suddenly go to a sort of far-sighted collector. One of my favorite pieces being this enormous sculpture out in the hallway. I'm waiting
to see. The acoustic piece.
Yes. Who's got a big enough space to hold that piece? That is a spectacular centerpiece. If somebody were to walk into one somebody's home and see that, and somehow, if they've got a house big enough to contain it, what an amazing addition to their collection.
I hope you have enough red dots available for tonight.
I hope so, too.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you. To Robert Costolino, who's the Academy's senior curator and curator of modern art, this is an opportunity for the students to really get a sense of what it is to show. They get to curate it. They have a part in hanging it. And then when those doors burst open at 5 o'clock, they meet the commercial art world head on.
That's right. It's an incredibly intense experience. And they're going to, I think, experience several different aspects of the art world compressed into just 24 hours of time. It's an amazing, immersive opportunity for them to meet with collectors, to talk to dealers who are coming through, to meet older artists who are coming through to see what PAFA students are doing, and to just meet a public who is hungry to know what kind of art is coming out of the Academy and what contemporary art is at this moment. So they'll be standing with their work, they'll be talking to people, and many people will make sales. If they don't make sales, it isn't the end of the world, because this is merely kind of walking through the threshold into the career they're going to have or the life they're going to make in the art world. And so what happens tonight, in a sense, is really totally unusual. I don't know of any other kind of student exhibition that has this much sort of different facets poured into it that artists can sort of learn to navigate in a short amount of time. So it's totally unlike any other kind of student show I've ever witnessed.
And if it goes well for them, of course, they don't have to do this again, because this really is a hustle. I mean, they've got to be able to tell their story well. They've got to be able to negotiate, or is any of this negotiable? Is the price negotiable? Do they negotiate with dealers? How does it work?
Well, I'm sure that there'll be lots of different kinds of conversations that I'll have. But I think the thing that's really most important is that we try to instill to them before this night is that this is not the most important exhibition of your life. The most important exhibition of your life is going to be down the road. This is a meaningful, wonderful, again, sort of coming out, really.
I was going to say debutante.
Yeah. And so all of those really important conversations are going to happen later. There will be sales. There will be people talking to them about what their career is going to be like. There may even be the rare dealer who approaches somebody about showing in a gallery. But it's really their opportunity to say what they've done up to this point, and to then contemplate what their next steps are.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.